everyone, and welcome back to DanishClass101.com. This is Intermediate, Season 1, Lesson 25. Did you miss out on the Danish job you wanted? John here.
Hi, I'm Nina.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to express thoughts, opinions, and degrees of certainty with the verb to think. The conversation takes place at the bar.
It's between Sophia and Emily.
The speakers are friends. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Har du fået svar på din ansøgning? Jeg synes, du virker lidt nedtrykt.
Ja, jeg talte med min chef tidligere i dag, og hun har valgt en af de mandlige ansøgere.
Det er løgn. Jeg vil mene, du var den oplagte kandidat til jobbet. Du er i forvejen praktikant.
Ja, men det kan være svært for kvinder i 20'erne at blive fastansat.
På grund af at få lidt erfaring, eller?
Nej, fordi vi ikke har fået nogen børn endnu.
Der er da mange på vores alder, som kan få arbejde, selvom de ikke har børn.
Ja, men de er måske heller ikke i et fast forhold. Jeg tænkte nok, at jeg skulle have tid stille.
Jeg mener stadig, at man kommer længst med ærlighed, selvom det kan være frustrerende.
Jeg synes, det ville være mærkeligt at skulle holde en kæreste eller en mand hemmelig.
Ja, bare for at forbedre sine chancer i fremtiden. Du kunne også bare få børn nu.
Haha, meget morsomt. Jon ville løbe skrigende væk.
Men så er du heller ikke længere i et fast forhold. Jeg tror, vi har fundet en løsning. Skål!
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Har du fået svar på din ansøgning? Jeg synes, du virker lidt nedtrykt.
Have you gotten an answer about your application? I think you seem a little depressed.
Ja, jeg talte med min chef tidligere i dag, og hun har valgt en af de mandlige ansøgere.
Yes, I spoke to my boss earlier today, and she has chosen one of the male applicants.
Det er løgn. Jeg vil mene, du var den oplagte kandidat til jobbet. Du er i forvejen praktikant.
No way. I would think you were the obvious candidate for the job. You're already an intern.
Ja, men det kan være svært for kvinder i 20'erne at blive fastansat.
Yes, but it can be hard for women in their 20s to become permanently employed.
På grund af for lidt erfaring, eller?
Because of too little experience?
Nej, fordi vi ikke har fået nogen børn endnu.
No, because we haven't had any children yet.
Der er mange på vores alder, som kan få arbejde, selvom de ikke har børn.
Surely there are many women our age who can get jobs, even though they don't have children.
Ja, men de er måske heller ikke i et fast forhold. Jeg tænkte nok, at jeg skulle have tid stille.
Yes, but they might not be in a committed relationship. I thought as much, and I should have kept silent.
Jeg mener stadig, at man kommer længst med ærlighed, selvom det kan være frustrerende.
I still think you'll get furthest with honesty, even though it can be frustrating.
Jeg synes, det ville være mærkeligt at skulle holde en kæreste eller en mand hemmelig.
I think it would be strange having to keep a boyfriend or a husband a secret.
Ja, bare for at forbedre sine chancer i fremtiden. Du kunne også bare få børn nu.
Yes, just to improve your chances in the future, you could also just have children now.
Haha, meget morsomt. Jon ville løbe skrigende væk.
Haha, very funny. John would run away screaming.
Men så er du heller ikke længere i et fast forhold. Jeg tror, vi har fundet en løsning. Skål!
But then you won't be in a committed relationship any longer either. I think we found a solution. Cheers! It's a shame Emily didn't get the job.
Yeah, maybe she can try again next time.
She lost a job to a male applicant. Are men and women treated equally in Denmark?
Ligestillingsloven, or the Gender Equality Act, promotes the idea that men and women are equal and should be treated equally.
I guess it also tries to stamp out discrimination and harassment.
That's right. Denmark is pretty progressive compared to some other countries, but it still has some way to go.
What are some of the problems facing women in Denmark?
Well, men and women in the same position don't always get paid equally.
Are most of the management positions still held by men?
They are.
How about employees with families? How are they treated?
Actually, single and childless employees, male and female, might not receive the same pay as those with families. They are often last to choose when to go on vacation since they're considered more flexible.
So yes, there's still some work to be done there. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
ansøgning.
Application.
Ansøgning. Ansøgning.
Next we have
nedtrykt.
Depressed.
Nedtrykt. Nedtrykt.
Next we have
mandlig.
Male.
Mandlig. Mandlig.
Next we have
løgn.
Lie.
Løgn. Løgn.
Next we have
i forvejen.
In advance. Ahead.
I forvejen. I forvejen.
Next we have
fastansat.
To permanently employ.
Fastansatte. Fastansatte.
Next we have
erfaring.
Experience.
Erfaring. Erfaring.
Next we have
hemmelig.
Secret. Hidden.
Hemmelig. Hemmelig.
Next we have
væk.
Away. Gone. Off.
Væk. Væk.
And last
løsning.
Solution.
Løsning. Løsning.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
være løgn,
meaning to be a lie. What can you tell us about this phrase?
The phrase consists of the irregular verb være,
which means to be,
and the common gender noun løgn, which means lie.
So this phrase is used when something is not true or is hard to believe.
Yes, and you can use it to show how surprised you are that something has happened.
In that case, it can be used both positively and negatively.
That's right.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, "Si det er løgn,"
which means, say it is a lie. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Hold hemmelig,
meaning to keep secret. What can you tell us about this expression?
The first word, holde, is the irregular verb to hold or to keep. The second word, hemmelig, is the adjective secret or hidden.
How's this phrase used?
It's used to talk about something that's being kept secret or hidden.
Whatever you're keeping secret or hidden is added right after the verb.
Remember to conjugate the adjective accordingly.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, det er svært at holde svaret hemmeligt.
Which means, it is difficult to keep the answer a secret. Okay, what's the next word?
Løbe skrigende væk.
Meaning to run away screaming. Let's break this down.
The phrase consists of the irregular verb løbe,
which means to run.
The adjective skrine,
which means screaming.
And finally, the adverb væk, which means away.
And it means to run away screaming, literally?
No, it's usually used figuratively to talk about getting away from a situation that you don't like for some reason.
Are there any variations on this phrase?
You might hear the adverb bort instead of væk. It makes no difference to the meaning.
Can you give us an example using the original phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, de løb skrigende væk efter første opgave.
Which means, they ran away screaming after the first assignment. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about expressing thoughts, opinions, and degrees of certainty with the verb to think. What is the Danish verb for to think?
You can use the irregular verb synes. It's used to express a personal opinion of something debatable, something that has no correct answer.
Are there any other words?
You can also use the regular verb tro. It's used when expressing uncertainty about what you're saying.
So that can be used for guesses. You can use the second one for theories when you don't have personal experience in something.
That's right. If you conjugate tro in past tense, you can use it to say that you found out that you were mistaken.
Let's hear some example sentences.
Hun synes det er en smule uretfærdigt.
She thinks it's a bit unfair.
Min ven troede jeg ville få jobbet, men det gjorde jeg ikke.
My friend thought I would get the job, but I didn't.
There's also the regular verb mene.
You can use this when expressing a certain opinion or view on something based on conviction without being able to verify at the given moment. An example, please?
Nogen mener, at det er ens egen skyld.
Some people think it's one's own fault.
De mener ikke, hun kunne have gjort det bedre.
They don't think she could have done it better.
One last word that I want to introduce is tænke.
You can use this when referring to the mental process of actually thinking.
An example is, vi tænker på at oprette endnu en stilling.
We are thinking about creating another position.
Pigen tænkte, det hele nok skulle gå til sidst.
The girl thought it would all be okay eventually.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Danish on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Danish Class 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to danishclass101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson and this series. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hi, hi.
Har du fået svar på din ansøgning? Jeg synes, du virker lidt nedtrykt.
Ja, jeg talte med min chef tidligere i dag, og hun har valgt en af de mandlige ansøgere.
Det er løgn. Jeg vil mene, du var den oplagte kandidat til jobbet. Du er i forvejen praktikant.
Ja, men det kan være svært for kvinder i 20'erne at blive fastansat.
På grund af at få lidt erfaring, eller?
Nej, fordi vi ikke har fået nogle børn endnu.
Der er der mange på vores alder, som kan få arbejde, selvom de ikke har børn.
Ja, men de er måske heller ikke i et fast forhold. Jeg tænkte nok, at jeg skulle have tid stille.
Jeg mener stadig, at man kommer længst med ærlighed, selvom det kan være frustrerende.
Jeg synes, det ville være mærkeligt at skulle holde en kæreste eller en mand hemmelig.
Ja, bare for at forbedre sine chancer i fremtiden. Du kunne også bare få børn nu.
Haha, meget morsomt. Jon ville løbe skrigende væk.
Men så er du heller ikke længere i et fast forhold. Jeg tror, vi har fundet en løsning. Skål!
Thank you.